Bonjour, c'est moi, Alexa, from LearnFrenchWithAlexa.com. Are you ready to learn some French with me? Alors, on commence. But before we start lesson number 9, remember that for the best possible learning experience, you need to subscribe to my website. Once you're a subscriber to LearnFrenchWithAlexa.com, you get access to exclusive audio for adults and children, and loads of extra goodies like my important lesson support sheets, lesson worksheets, advanced reading with me, audio vocabulary, my weekly dose of grammar. Yes, I know, you love grammar, don't you? Idiom of the week, dictations, my new show, Les Nouvelles de la Semaine, and if that's not enough, I'll even be making some videos just for my lovely subscribers. Well, I do love the non-subscribers too, but maybe not as much. So, to recap, the first 15 lessons are completely free. Lucky you! Subscribe for 6 months or more, and as well as everything else, you'll get lesson 16 to 30 absolutely free. And subscribe for a year and you'll also get my first 10 slang casts with real French slang and detailed audio explanation. So, let's learn French together at LearnFrenchWithAlexa.com. Oh, and by the way, it's just a really brilliant and fantastic website. And I'd like to thank my maman and papa and all their support and my agent and my sisters and... Bonjour, bienvenue à notre 9e leçon. Aujourd'hui, c'est vendredi 7 avril 2006. Hello, welcome to our 9th lesson. 9th. When you put a TH at the end of a number, we call it an ordinal number. Okay? Doesn't really matter if you don't know that. But what I'm going to teach you is how to say some of the ordinal numbers. There is only one thing you have to do, is add yem at the end of the number. So for example, if you want to say fourth, okay, which is the ordinal number, fourth, then you say quatre, which is four, and you add yem. Quatrième. So if you wanted to say third, then you would go trois, which is three, and you add yem. Troisième. Now the S is there because trois ends with an S. Okay? So you go deuxième, that's the second one, but you can say seconde as well. Deuxième, troisième, quatrième, cinquième, sixième, septième, huitième, neuvième, dixième, and so on. But the exception is first. Okay, first. In French it's premier. Can you say that? Premier. Très bien. And then why don't you try any numbers, if you wanted to say the 42nd, then you would go 40, it's 40, then second is deuxième, so you would go 42nd, 35th, 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 and so on. So try to practice that at home, okay? You go premier, deuxième, troisième, quatrième, cinquième, sixième, septième, huitième, neuvième, dixième, and so on. Bien, super. Je suis allée en vacances en France pendant une semaine. Now, what do you think I've just said here? You may understand en vacances, because that sounds very much like vacation, vacances. That's holiday. En France, in France, pendant une semaine, for 1 week. I went on holiday to France for a week. Now, can you say, je suis allé? Répétez, je suis allé. Très bien. That means, I went. Je suis allé. Très bien. Can you say, en vacances? En vacances. Très bien. En vacances. Pendant, pendant, which means during. Pendant, répétez, pendant, une semaine, that's 1 week. Guess what gender semaine is? Une tells me it's a feminine word. Okay, we've learned about feminine and masculine. And funnily enough, even this kind of words has a gender, okay? Semaine. And if we apply the methodology of 75% of the time, the word ending with an E are feminine, then it works in that case. Semaine, okay? It ends with an E. It's feminine. It's a week. Now, you could say, je suis allée en vacances en France pour une semaine. Now, instead of saying pendant, I said pour. For a week. I went on holiday for a week. Now, it's not really what we use in France, but if it's easier for you to do it, then say pour instead of pendant. Pour means for. Un jour is 1 day. Un jour. Now, répétez. Un jour. Très bien. Une semaine is a week. Répétez. Une semaine. Très bien. Un mois. Répétez. Un mois. Now, this is obviously 1 month. Un an. Répétez. Un an. That's 1 year. If you wanted to say 2 years, it's 2 ans, 3 ans, 4 ans, 5 ans, and so on. Okay? Now, I'd like to correct the quiz of podcast number 8, which was very tricky. We went over the verb to go in the present tense, how to say I go, you go, he goes, and so on. And I ask you to do a few translations as well. Now, the first translation was, I am going to the library. How did you manage this one? What did you say? I am going to the library. Now remember that I do not want you to translate I and then am and then going, because you won't go anywhere with that, okay? You translate is as I go, and I go is je vais. Now, to the library, you need to know what library is, first of all. Library is bibliothèque. Then, you need to know whether it's a feminine or a masculine. It's very important, because you will either say à la bibliothèque or au bibliothèque. Well, bibliothèque is a feminine, so you say à la bibliothèque. So the answer is, je vais à la bibliothèque. Then number 2 was, he's going to the restaurant. Now again, you don't translate he and then is and then going. You translate it as he goes, so it's il va. Restaurant is masculine, so it's going to be au restaurant. So, the translation will be, il va au restaurant. Number 3, She's going to the dentist. Now remember what I said about going to the dentist or to the doctor. We said chez le dentiste, chez le docteur. So she is going will be elle va chez le dentiste. Très bien. Number four, we are going to the hospital. Now we are going is nous allons to the hospital, à l'hôpital. Now why isn't à la hôpital or au hôpital? Well, that's because hôpital begins with an H. So à with an L, an apostrophe, l'hôpital, à l'hôpital. They are going to the cinema. Ils vont, or it could be elles vont, if you were talking about a group of girls. Elles vont au cinéma, because cinéma is a masculine word. And then you're going to Adam's house. When you go to somebody's house, you go chez, then you say the name. Then vous allez chez Adam, which is Adam. Vous allez chez Adam. Or tu vas chez Adam. Tu vas or vous allez. We don't know what we are talking about here. You are could be tu vas or vous allez. Okay, we don't have any context, so therefore I don't know whether I'm talking to more than one person or to somebody I know very well. So that's the answer of the quiz of lesson number 8. Get on to new words. I would like to teach you some numbers and so I can get it done and over with. Numbers up to 90. They're very tricky, but just learn them by heart. I can try to practice them because when you come to maybe go to France and to handle numbers, or if you're buying a house or anything as small as a bread, then you need to know and be quite aware of understanding the numbers. Now, 40 in French is 40. Can you say that? 40. Now, répétez. 40. Très bien. 50 is 50. 50. Répétez. 50. 60, 60, 60, répétez, 60. Now, that's when it becomes very tricky. What is 70? It would be so much easier if it was 70, wouldn't it? Well, that's what Belgium do. But we don't do that in France, okay? French people go 60 and 10 makes 70. So we say 60, 10. We go 60, 10. Now, répétez. 60, 10. Now, it becomes even trickier for 80. 80 is 4 times 20 for us. In France, then we say 4 and then 20. 4 20s, basically. So we go 4, 20. 4, 20. 80. 4, 20. Répétez. 4, 20. Then, what is 90? Then 90 is even more complex. We go 4 times 20 plus 10. So, 4, 20, 10. 4, 20, 10. That's 90. 4, 20, 10. Now, répétez. 4, 20, 10. Très bien. 70. 80 will be the hardest number you will have to cope with in French. Now, if you wanted to say 74, then you'll have to think, It is 60 plus 14. Okay, it's not 60 plus 10 plus 4. It's 60 plus 14. So you go 74. 74. If you wanted to say 97, then it's 80 plus 17. So 80 is 80, 17 is 17. 97. If you wanted to say 96, then it's 80 plus 16. 80 is 96. So then it becomes very important to know the numbers from 10 to 20. If you remember well, in lesson 2 or 3rd, I asked you to remember those numbers between 10 and 20, and I told you that later on it's going to be very important to know them. Well, it's very much because of that. Because when it comes to numbers like 70s or 90s, you are going to need them more than ever, actually. So, we've got 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and so on. Now, I remind everybody that 100 is 100, and 1,000 is 1,000. So, what is 175 in French? 175. Now, if you break it down, it's 100 is 100, 75 is 60 and 15. So you go 175. Now, how would you say 185? Well, if you break it down, 100 is 100, 80 is 80, 5 is 5. 185. Okay? Now, try to work this one out. What could be 1356? 1356. Now think about it. Try to write it down. 1356. Now, 1000 is obvious. You can hear it. It's 1000. And by the way, I'm not saying 1000. I'm saying 1000. Okay? Be very careful with that. Don't translate it word for word. 1000. 300. Now, 300 is 300. 1356. 50 is 50. 6 is 6. 1356. Now, 1356. Now, remember, I talk quite slowly, but if you hear a French person say a number, it could become quite fast, so it would be 1356. 1356. Okay? Right, so that's it for the numbers. We will practice them, obviously, much later on, or for some exercise we've got to do. I would like to do some prepositions now, okay? Now, prepositions are very important. Okay, what is a preposition? You don't have to learn that, but I'm just letting you know, just in case. I think that knowing a little bit of grammar is quite important. Prepositions are linking words, okay? It links one part of a sentence to another. For example, in could be a preposition, okay? Or between could be another one, entre. Okay? Now, we're going to learn a few and try to put them into practice, into sentences, and you'll see how easy it's going to be using everything we've learned so far. Now, when we say dans, that means in. Now, can you say dans? Très bien. Now, if I put that in practice and I wanted to say, I am in the house, then it will become je suis dans la maison. Je suis dans la maison. Now, another preposition could be on, which in French is sur. Now, Can you say sûr? Sûr. Très bien. If you wanted to say the cat is on the table, then it will be le chat est sur la table. Le chat est sur la table. Now let's try another one. Under. Under in French is sous. Now, can you say sous? Très bien. Now, one thing that I've noticed over my years of teaching is that English speakers have some difficulty saying sur and sous, and to them it sounds pretty much the same. Now, sur is on, sous is under. Now, you could try to practice, okay? U and ou. U and ou. Now, u is the u, okay, sound. Ou is the ou sound, okay? So, le chien est sous la table. The dog is under the table. Le chien est sous la table. Now, another preposition is devant, which is in front of. Now, can you say devant? Très bien. So if we wanted to say we are in front of the cinema, you would say nous sommes devant le cinéma. Nous sommes devant le cinéma. Très bien. You know, nothing stops you from repeating the same sentence at the same time as me. I usually repeat the sentences twice. And that would be very good, just to match your pronunciation with mine. Okay? Now, another preposition is derrière, which is behind. Derrière. Now, if we wanted to say we are going behind the car, then you would say nous allons derrière la voiture. Nous allons derrière la voiture. Très bien. Now, let's repeat all these prepositions. Obviously, you've got hundreds of little linking words. We will learn them later on. Okay? Now, dans. Répétez. Dans. Sur. Répétez. Sur. Très bien. Sous. Répétez. Sous. Très bien. Devant. Répétez. Devant. Très bien. Derrière. Répétez. Derrière. Très bien. Well, I think that's it for the lesson today. We've got so much more to do. But let's see, how can you translate these three sentences? They're quite tricky. Listen to the first one. Il y a 87 personnes dans le restaurant. Il y a 87 personnes dans le restaurant. Now, translate the second one. Il y a 63 chats devant la maison. Il y a 63 chats devant la maison. And the last one. Il y a 96 fleurs sur la table. Il y a 96 fleurs sur la table. We will correct this next week on the podcast lesson number 10. Okay? Hope you enjoyed the lesson. And nothing stops you from repeating it over and over and over again, so you can grasp the main subjects today, okay? So we did the numbers and we did the prepositions. Now that's it for me. À bientôt. Au revoir. À la semaine prochaine. Salut.
Elle s'appelait Marinette. Elle était jolie mais bête. Elle portait de belles jupettes. Georges préférait son derrière. Sa bicyclette était verte et son guidon de travers. Marinette était simplette. Les gens du village l'aimaient bien grand même. Elle n'avait pas l'air de se déplaire à la ferme. Elle voyait les fourmis vertes, mais surtout l'herbe violette. Elle comptait de 2 à 4, 4 plus 2 qui font 3. Dans sa tête, il y avait cette lettre A, B, C, D, E, G, F. Marinette était simplette. Les gens du village l'aimaient bien grand même. Elle n'avait pas l'air de se déplaire à la ferme. Après 2 heures à l'église, elle aimait bien son pastis. Elle rejoignait Georges au bar, il l'attendait au comptoir. Georges aimait bien son sourire, ses dents étaient couleur maïs. Marinette était simplette. Les gens du village l'aimaient bien quand même. Elle n'avait pas l'air de se déplaire à la ferme.
You've been listening to Alexa Polidoro from LearnFrenchWithAlexa.com, the one-stop solution for learning French online. For more great audio and video lessons for adults and children, subscribe to LearnFrenchWithAlexa.com now. Thanks for listening. Merci et au revoir.